Mike Sullivan, Pittsburgh Penguins head coach, joins us now. Mike, first of all, congratulations. Looks good on you. Wonderful on the franchise. Sidney Crosby, Malkin all the way down. How was this year's Cup win in any way, shape, or form different from last season's from the bench perspective?
Well, first of all, thanks, guys, for having me. And sorry I missed you at the new time slot there.
That's cool.
We've had a busy day here with our breakup day, so I got caught up with some of the media requirements here, so I apologize.
No trouble. No trouble.
And thanks for having me on. As far as this year, the difference, you know, last year was an interesting run for us. At the last 20 games of the season, I thought we really came together as a group and everything seemed to go right for us. And we built such great momentum going into the playoffs. We stayed healthy through the whole playoff run. And it just seemed like everything fell into place for us. This year, it seemed like a much more difficult journey. You know, we faced so many different types of adversities. The most obvious one is the injuries that we had to endure through both the regular season and the playoffs. And, you know, the hardest one is the obvious one is Chris Letang. When you lose a guy of that stature, of that capability for that long, you know, he's a tough guy to replace. But I give our players so much credit for never looking for excuses and always, you know, having that next man up mindset, and these guys just find ways to win. They're a great group of players.
I got to tell you, I was shocked when you did the Fleury change. I wouldn't have had the whatever they're called to do it. So I give you full marks for doing it, and I can't imagine the thought that went into that decision.
Well, what I can tell you is it's probably the most difficult coaching decision that I've ever had to make. I think, first of all, most coaches don't have that type of decision because they don't have two number right. one Stanley Cup winning goaltenders at their disposal like we do. So it was a very, very difficult decision that the coaching staff, you know, had to make. You know, these guys are both high quality goaltenders. They're such great people. You know, there was, without going into the details, there was a lot of deliberation behind the scenes with our coaching staff, as far as what was the right decision at the time. And we felt as though that was the right decision. And that was the direction that we went. But certainly both of these guys, we feel, give us an opportunity to win games regardless of which guy's in the net. And I'm not sure we would have won a Stanley Cup this year if we didn't have both of those guys, you know, in the net helping us win.
You mentioned, Mike, not having a Chris Letang and the big hole that puts on a blue line on the team. There was so much conversation about your defense throughout the playoffs. How did it work with that group?
Well, I think, you know, you have to give the group of defensemen that we have a lot of credit. These guys are competitive guys. You know, they're a gritty group. They compete hard. They're not perfect by any stretch. You know, we make our fair share of mistakes, but what I love about them is that they move by them and they just continue to compete and battle. And we've got a simple group back there, and we try to simplify the game. We try to, you know, play some burden of responsibility on our forwards to help these guys and coming back and providing options for them and making their job as easy as possible. But I just give our defense corps so much credit. They play with a lot of courage. They go back for pucks. They take hits to make plays. They're willing to block shots. They defend hard when the time is called upon, and they're a simple group. And so that's what I really have grown to love and respect about the group that we have. And I think it was really by committee that we were able to find ways to win in the absence of Chris Letang. You know, we didn't ask any one or two defensemen to have to assume that burden or responsibility that Tanger assumes for us. It was really the whole group, and you could see it in the balanced minutes and how we try to deploy them game in and game out. We thought that would give us the best chance to win with the group that we had. But ultimately, those group of players just did a terrific job for us.
So you did adjust the way you played overall somewhat to compensate?
Well, we tried to simplify the game as best we could, and to try to you know, give us the best opportunity to have success with the lineup that we had. But it's not like we try to change our game. I think the game that we tried to implement here was a concept that we thought could play to the strengths of our core group. And so, you know, we're trying to play with speed. We're trying to play fast. You know, I think when you look at the way our team played, our transition game probably wasn't quite as good as it was when we have a guy like Chris Letang in the lineup that has the ability to make an outlet pass or can make a 5-foot pass to beat pressure, that can spring us out of our end zone clean. So our transition game probably wasn't as dangerous as it would be possibly if Tanger was in our lineup. But I still give the players, the defensemen that we had in the lineup, that they just did a terrific job for us. They found ways to help us advance the puck, get out of our end zone. They helped us on the offensive blue line when we needed to spread the zone and get pucks to the net. And these guys they competed. They competed hard. And as I said, they're a scrappy group. They're a gritty group. And they helped us find ways to win.
So what I watched the last 10 years with Sidney Crosby since he came in the league, and I get a chuckle out of people saying, well, P.K. Subban poked the bear and it was a big mistake. Like, as if Sid Crosby needs that. For what he's done and the way he's come up in big games, I dare say it had no bearing on what you expected to get from Sid. You knew what you were going to get from him. And you've gotten
for sure.
You've gotten it for, you know, the 2 years you've been there. You've certainly gotten it from him.
Yeah, for sure. I've said all along here, he's the most driven athlete that I've ever been around. He's so committed to trying to be the best player. He's so committed to the Pittsburgh Penguins and helping this team have success and win. And I think Sid, you know, has a maturity about him at this point in his career that he takes nothing for granted. He sees the opportunity that we had in front of us both this year and last. And he understands how hard it is to win championships and the opportunity that this team has had here over the last couple of years, he doesn't take for granted. And so he was as motivated and as hungry as I've seen an athlete. And, you know, I think when I look at his performance in game 5 at home here against Nashville, I think that's an indication of, yeah, of his drive to win a championship. He willed a win for us on that particular night. All of our top guys were going on that night, but I thought Sid in particular brought his game to another level.
And
he started from the very first shift.
And playing, and you know what, Mike, what's so impressive is he's done it playing with kids. That's what is impressive for me. I mean, Gensel is a good kid. Rust, I mean, they're great kids. But he's done it with kids, and that's amazingly impressive.
Yeah, it really is. He's, you know, he doesn't have to play with a 40 or 50 goal scorer beside him. We put him with so many different combinations in my tenure here. And, you know, what really I've grown to admire about him is he has the ability to adapt his game to them. And he's so great at you know, how he interacts with these guys. You know, when these young kids come in, and let's face it, there's pressure when you play with a guy like Sid. Because there's pressure to produce, there's pressure to perform. And he does such a great job in how he interacts with these guys and making them feel comfortable. These guys will go through a wall for him. They look up to him. They idolize him. And they'll go through a wall for him. And a lot of it has to do with how he handles them and he interacts with them as far as making them feel comfortable in the dressing room. He's so supportive of them when they come back to the bench. He's talking to them all the time. And these guys will just go through a wall for him. But what I've really grown to admire about Sid's game is his ability to adapt. And, you know, he's the most elite blue-collar player I've been around. He's so good down below the goal line and playing in traffic and rolling off of hits and protecting pucks. But he can beat you off the rush with a finesse game, too. And depending on who we play him with, if we play him with a Patrick Hornquist-type player or a Chris Kunitz, and then he's playing in the trenches. If we play him with Connor Sheary and Jake Gensel, you know, they play that give and go game in tight, or they can be dangerous off the rush.
Heard it.
And Sid's the guy that adapts.